In the news this week, a record number of people applied to change their legal sex last year. The Education Secretary is urged to tackle poor quality religious education in schools. And new research indicates that coma patients may be more aware than previously thought. Hello. Latest figures have revealed that a record number of people in the UK applied to change legal sex last year. The Ministry of Justice reported that the Gender Recognition Panel received 1,397 applications between 2023 and 2024, 77% of which were granted. The annual number of applications has rocketed since 2021, when the application fee was reduced from £140 to just £5, and the process moved online the following year. There were 466 applications from 2020 to 2021. In subsequent years, it jumped to 802, 1,240, and 1,397. But it is expected that applications may further increase in light of the government's manifesto pledge to make it easier to change legal sex. The Scottish National Party has pledged to make abortion a constitutional right if Scotland becomes independent. During the SNP's 90th annual conference, delegates voted to adopt a radical pro-abortion resolution as official party policy. The resolution, which could be brought forward by an SNP government, claimed women's rights are human rights and access to safe, legal abortion is a fundamental aspect of healthcare and bodily autonomy. But Right to Life UK's Catherine Robinson warned that the inhumane proposal would lead to the deaths of more babies. It is deeply disturbing that this SNP resolution proposes to make ending the lives of its unborn citizens one of those foundational principles. The new Education Secretary has been advised to tackle poor quality religious education in schools. The National Association of Teachers of RE warned RE is the most neglected subject in terms of resources, despite increasing numbers of children taking the subject at GCSE. The organisation highlighted that 51% of those teaching RE mainly teach another subject, and the number of specialist teachers has remained stagnant since 2011. In contrast, the number of those delivering geography and history lessons has risen by 1,700. The Christian Institute's head of education, John Denning, warned that the situation contributes to religious illiteracy.
Well, it is important that the Education Secretary addresses this issue. Children need to understand the basics of Christianity, even to understand British culture and history, never mind considering these beliefs for themselves. But this is also an issue which local churches can help with. There's a number of organisations that exist to partner with local schools and local churches to help in the delivery of teaching on Christianity in religious education lessons.
And finally, new research has suggested some coma patients may be able to understand conversations. A study on functional near-infrared spectroscopy compared brain scans from 100 healthy people with 3 intensive care patients in University Hospital, Ontario. One patient, who had been in a vegetative state for a week, cognitively responded when asked to imagine playing a game of tennis. The study's authors are hopeful the technology could be used to improve diagnoses, as 15 to 20% of those deemed to be in a vegetative state are actually aware. Lead author Dr. Karnig Kazazian said the aim is to use the technique with every patient who is unresponsive to see if they have more consciousness than what is apparent just from behaviour. Down the road, we hope that we can use it to predict which patients will wake up from a coma. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.